On the 21st of February, an interesting campaign will be revealed to the broader South African Republic. Hashtag, what's in my food? And the organization behind it is the Healthy Living Alliance. And we're joined now by the executive director of Healthy Living Alliance, Bongile Nkosi. Just to talk through the kind of issues they're raising, when you think of what is in our foods, how aware are we as consumers, and what can government do, what can regulators do as far as that is concerned? And they cite interesting aspects around the obesity rate in South Africa. And when you go onto their site, they interrogate a number of issues such as the amount of sugar in soft drinks. Are you drinking yourself to death? Remember that that particular campaign, questions around supermarkets and their role. And I want to understand the kind of South Africa they imagine, the kind of South Africa they are working towards. We'll take your calls as well on 011-883-0702-31702 for your SMSs. Sibongile, good afternoon and thank you so much for joining us.
Good afternoon, Azania, and thank you for inviting us.
You cite the alarming figures around the obesity rate in South Africa as one of the reasons around this movement that, or rather this call that you are making to government. And you say the increasing supply of unhealthy food to South Africans has reached disastrous proportions. Disastrous is a very strong word.
I know. I think for us, when we talk about disastrous, we actually link it back to the public health, right? Because if you look at the NCD rates in South Africa particularly, right, that we are dealing with more non-communicable diseases such as diabetes, high blood pressure. And right now, when you look at the public health system, very highly burdened, and you're seeing huge increase in like high blood pressure and diabetes. And therefore, I mean, even when you look at the food environment in South Africa, highly processed, there's a big chain of foods that are coming in, such as especially the Americans. We look at Burger King, we look at KFC. So basically what we are seeing is an increase in that, and that's what why we're calling it disastrous.
So an increase in the amount of processed foods that consumers have access to. But what are you asking of government? Because ultimately, these are choices that everybody makes. You know, it would be a different story. Yes, I know you have other campaigns perhaps that are targeted at the ordinary man and woman. But surely government can only do so much.
So government has a duty to regulate, right? And one of it is to actually regulate businesses, especially the private sector. Mm. So basically, when you look at even the food industry, government does have a duty to actually make sure that it creates laws for the food industry so that they ensure that they basically offer consumers one thing that we are aware of. I mean, our campaign is around that, is that there are no clear labeling, right? When you look at something like a tub of yogurt, it's very hard to read on what is how much vitamins or how much carbohydrates is in there. And basically what we're asking government is basically to say, you know, make sure that you regulate the industry so that it provides such clear information to the consumers. And that's the role of government, right? To put on regulations and make sure that private sector companies, especially the food industry, provide food that is healthy and beneficial for society.
Mm. But it also has to do with cost, because I know that you make the point in your communications as well that sadly there is a link between cheap, and should I say affordable food and unhealthy food, that there is a connection there. But I want to come back to some of the issues that you raise around supermarkets. What is this notion that supermarkets are designed to attract consumers to unhealthy and unnecessary items rather than to the healthy foods that they need?
I mean, it's quite clear. So when you go around the supermarket, for instance, right, in the aisles, and I think government is also trying to look at that, when you go around the supermarkets in the aisles around where you have to pay, one of the things that are highly promoted there is the feed for the children, right? And when you look at the products that are being there, no health nutrients, the profile nutrients in those foods and those vitamins, it's just very high in sugar and very high in salt. And when you look at the food cost in South Africa, is that And you talk about it so well that the cost, right? And when you look at highly processed food is cheaper than actually when you look at the basket of fruit and vegetables. So therefore, it's the environment that actually needs to change, because most of the time when you talk about healthy eating, we talk about it's often made as an individual choice, mm-hmm. but not factoring the cost aspect. And that's why our campaign is saying, if you change the environment, then it will be easier for consumers to actually access those products. Because if you regulate the food industry, it will force the food industry to come up with much healthier options that are not detrimental to South Africans. Because at the moment, when you look at the food that we consume that is processed and cheap, it's very high in sugar, no nutrients, and it's very high also in salt. And yet when something is healthier and is more vitamin, it's quite expensive. So what we're saying is, if government puts laws and regulations, it will force the industry to create those healthier options.
Hmm. And some might push back and say, now you're asking for a nanny state, as it is with the interventions that Aaron Motsoaledi has been talking about. You know, consumers tend to feel that they're being dictated to, but we can't take away the burden that it places on the public, on public health. So I hear your point. You know, as you're speaking, I'm listening to when you talk about the change in environment. And if it weren't for the informal sector, the hawkers, the vendors that we see, particularly the ones that sell fruit and vegetables, in some parts of our cities, we could literally have a food desert where finding healthy food is nowhere within a particular radius, that all you would be flooded with is processed unhealthy food, unless we're really conscious about where how we shape the environment, not just the design and what goes on within a supermarket, but the broader environment and access to quality, healthy food.
And you know, so another thing, when government starts regulating, when you look at the sugary drinks tax, I'm just going to go back because we've just implemented it. What it is noticed in the few months after the implementation, what we found is that the beverage industry is reformulating, and they put less sugar, and they are providing alternatives. And what we want to see, the vision that we have, is that when you regulate an industry, you also allow other players. Right?
Okay.
There are a lot of urban farmers that are coming up with alternatives. So when you start looking at the environment and coming up with policies to change the environment, what you are also allowing is other key players to come on board to provide that healthier options. You know, there's a perception in South Africa that there aren't people that are trying to look at the food alternative. And we've seen, I mean, there's the food sovereignty groups which are trying to look at food alternatives and actually building a policy around small-scale farmers and urban farmers to provide food for South Africans. So that's why we say you have to change the environment and create when you change the environment, then you allow other players to come on board.
You know, the notion, the idea of food sovereignty is one that we have to unpack a whole lot more. But we are out of time for today. And I look forward to this campaign, hashtag What's in My Food. In fact, we've got a WhatsApp from Ingrid that says, have you ever looked at the ingredients list in bacon? It's scary. I've gone off bacon completely since reading it. That comes from Ingrid in Honeydew. Yo, I had bacon this weekend. It's an exercise I will undertake, Ingrid. But Spongile, all the best with the launch of this campaign. Let's see what kind of conversations it raises, and I promise we will extend this further, not just into the conversation, but really food sovereignty and the opportunities it provides, because we do have to be solutions orientated instead of making demands alone. We have to make suggestions and bring about solutions.
Thank you
so much.
Thank you so much. Thanks.
That's Sibongile Nkosi, the executive director of the Healthy Living Alliance. So on the 21st, look out for it. Hashtag What's in My Food.